Now, global stocks have surged after the drug companies Pfizer and BioNTech announced that their coronavirus vaccine was 90% effective in tests, giving hope that economies around the world could soon return to normal. Senior editor at Bloomberg, John Authors, joins us now. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you doing?
When I look at the numbers on Wall Street, just a mere 1,200 points on the Dow Jones, is that a rational response to this coronavirus vaccine announcement?
I think it probably is. There's no way this is bad news. You could argue that it's been taken too far because we still need to find out about safety, whether there are any side effects. We know it does seem to be statistically robust that it will improve your chances of not getting COVID. We just need to find out if it will give you something else as well. Also, bear in mind, this is one of the vaccines that you need two shots of, not one, which makes it that much more expensive and that much more of a logistical challenge to get it out into people's arms. But plainly, this is very good news. It's not a surprise after a result like this that you've seen the market actually get, in the case of the S&P 500 here in the States, to an all-time high. That's not a surprise. I think it does make sense.
It's still a tough winter for the Northern Hemisphere to get through, with massive caseloads and death rates climbing, these sort of things, and a big hit to the economy. So it can't fix that in the short term. What is the market looking at here a year down the track?
I think the point is that stock markets do attempt to deal with the future. You don't buy the earnings that a company has already made when you buy a stock. You buy a right to a share of the earnings it's going to make in the future. But yes, you've put your finger on the problem here, which is that with all due speed, this is still going to be a matter of months before this can even get into the very first people to receive it, and the next few months promise to be the worst few or the most difficult months for the Northern Hemisphere. This is when people want to be sheltering indoors. There's evidence that it is seasonal, and it's not going to arrive in time for that. So you certainly will see diminished economic activity. There's also, I suppose, a risk that people will let down their guard, and you still do not want to get COVID. It's not going to help cure you of it if you've already got it. So, yes, you're right. There are concerns. There are some very valid concerns there, but the belief is out there that we do now have the basis for growth. I think the biggest problem we have here, incidentally, is if you look at the bond market, we've seen bonds sell off, their yields shoot up, which means that it's going to cost that much more to borrow. That's really been what's been supporting the stock market through the pandemic era. And I still don't think investors in the stock market have got their head around the notion, well, we don't have a pandemic to worry about in future, but we also don't have rock bottom interest rates.
Yes, it must be a bit of how will people, the Western world, wean itself off low interest rates?
With very great difficulty, I think, is the answer to that question. People have come to take that as read. If you do get this is the biggest concern here, I think, not wanting to rain on the parade, but a few years ago when the Fed under Ben Bernanke was buying back bonds under the QE program, and he started talking about tapering it off, that you had what was referred to as the taper tantrum, when a lot of yields shot up and a lot of emerging market currencies went down very sharply back in 2013. There is a risk that you'll get what you could call a vaccine tantrum this time around, that suddenly people realize where rates are going. And a lot of this is how accidents happen in the financial world. It's when people need to change their assumptions in a hurry. For the time being, this is good news. But yeah, there are still things have got very dislocated in almost all of the planet, apart from your blessed country, over the last 12 months or so. And there are some dislocations still to come.
Yes, indeed. Thank you very much, John Authors. Although when it comes to interest rates in New Zealand, we're just like the rest of the world, really. It's going to be a hard process of weaning ourselves off them.